अस्ट्रेलियामा बढ्दै गएको घरको मूल्यले यहाँको युवा वर्गमाझ ठूलो आर्थिक तनाव निम्त्याएको छ। पछिल्ला वर्षहरूमा आकाशिएको घरको मूल्यले गर्दा पहिलो घर किन्ने प्रयासमा रहेका युवाहरू र उनीहरूको परिवारलाई घर स्वामित्व पाउनु नै एउटा ठूलो सपना जस्तै भइसकेको छ। यसै कुरालाई ध्यानमा राख्दै कतिपयका आमा बाबुले आफ्नो सन्तानको घरको स्वामित्वको लागि आफू साक्षी बस्ने वा आफ्नै सम्पत्ति धितो राख्ने प्रचलन बढ्दै गरेको देखिन्छ। लिगल एड नामक कानुनी सरसल्लाह र सहयोग गर्ने एक संस्थाको तथ्याङ्कका अनुसार आफ्नो सन्तानको घर खरिदका लागि आफ्नै सम्पत्ति धितो राख्नेहरूमा प्रवासीहरूको संख्या पनि निकै देखिएको छ। उक्त संस्थाको विश्लेषण अनुसार करिब 25% त्यस्ता विषय अरबिक भाषा बोल्नेहरूको परिवार उक्त प्रचलन देखिएको थियो भने अर्को 16% दक्षिण पूर्वी एसियाली मुलुकका मानिसहरूमा उक्त पारिवारिक आर्थिक सहयोगको व्यवहार देखिएको थियो। तर यसरी आफ्नो जीवनभरको कमाइरहेको सम्पत्ति आफू वृद्ध हुँदै जाँदा आफ्नो सन्तान वा अन्य पारिवारिक सदस्यका लागि धितो राख्दा आर्थिक रूपले ठूलै नोक्सानी पनि हुन सक्छ भनी लिगल एडले चेतावनी दिएको छ। उक्त संस्थाकी रेबेका डोरनले सोचे अनुरूप योजना अगाडि नबढेमा वृद्धहरूको सम्पत्ति ब्याङ्कहरूद्वारा जफत हुन सक्छ भनी चेतावनी दिन्छिन्।
Been involved in borrowing money against their house or guaranteeing loans for their children, and there's a number of risks involved in those types of products.
Unka ansar, edi briddharko सम्पत्तिको नाममा एउटा मात्र घर छ र त्यसलाई पनि धितो राख्दा जसको लागि घर कर्जा लिएको हो तिनले पैसा नतिरेको खण्डमा वृद्धहरूकै घर लिलाम हुन सक्छ।
If you are thinking about borrowing money against your home to give to your children on the basis that, say, they agree to make the loan repayments, the most important question to ask is, are you prepared to sell your home if things go wrong? Our number one tip would be that if you're not prepared to sell your home in the event that your kids can't keep up with their repayments, then you should think very carefully before borrowing money for the benefit of your children or guaranteeing one of their loans.
आफ्नो सन्तानको घर खरिदका लागि योजना बनाउँदा सबै आमा बाबुले कुनै घाटा वा नोक्सानीको सम्भावना देख्दैनन्। तर मन्द अर्थतन्त्र र शिथिल रोजगारीको दरले कहिलेकाहीँ ठूलै पारिवारिक धक्का ल्याउन सक्छ भन्दै एउटा परिवारको उदाहरण उनी दिन्छिन्।
Recently we helped out a couple called Samira and Ali. We've changed their names to protect their identity. And they borrowed money against their house to help out their daughter to start a business. They were really keen to help out their daughter because they didn't want to see her struggle the same way that they did. Samira and Ali worked very, very hard over the years to buy their home and finally managed to pay it off just before they retired. Unfortunately, their daughter's business didn't go so well and she ended up not being able to keep up with their payments. So they came to us because the bank had started legal proceedings to take their home and force them to pay the loan that their daughter couldn't pay.
आफ्नो सन्तानको व्यापार नचल्दा वा रोजगारीता गुम्दा त्यसले ठूलै तनाव ल्याउन सक्छ। बाबुआमा र सन्तान बीचले सम्बन्ध बिग्रिएको उनले उदाहरण दिएकी छिन्।
This was a very upsetting situation for Samir and Ali because Ali's health was very poor and the stress of worrying about their home only made things worse. And their relationship with their daughter also had gone sour because they never realised that their home could be sold if she didn't pay the debt. So it's really important that even if you want to help your children to get ahead or if they're in a tough situation, it's important for the whole family for you to remember to protect yourself and to make sure that you get advice about what it could mean for you.
यसरी आफ्नो सन्तानका लागि आफ्नै घर धितोमा राखी कर्जा लिँदा विभिन्न कारणहरूले उक्त घर लिलाम हुन सक्ने भएकाले यो सबै योजना बनाउनु अघि कानुनी सल्लाह लिन अति आवश्यक छ भनी डोरन बताउँछिन्। डोरनले कतिपय बाबुआमाले आफ्नो छोराछोरीलाई सहयोग गर्न नसकेकोमा निराश भएको बताउँछिन्। तर यथार्थमा छोराछोरीहरूलाई असाध्य माया गरे तापनि आफ्नो स्वास्थ्य पनि हेर्न आवश्यक छ भनी उनी सल्लाह दिन्छिन्।
Absolutely, it's okay to say no. Many parents, particularly now that house prices in Sydney are so expensive, do feel like they're responsible for helping their children financially. However, it's critical to make sure that you understand all the risks.
र यसको अर्को पाटो के छ भने आफ्नो सन्तानलाई सहयोग गर्दा सेन्ट्रल लिङ्कले पनि अवकाश भत्ता वा पेन्सनमा पनि नकारात्मक प्रभाव पार्न सक्छ।
सेन्ट्रल लिङ्क हैव रुल्स अबाउट हाउ मच मनी यु कैन गिव अवे ईच इयर। एट द मोमेन्ट यु कैन गिव अवे $10,000 अ इयर अप टु अ म्याक्सिमम अफ $30,000 ओभर 5 इयर्स विदाउट इट अफेक्टिङ द रेट अफ योर पेन्सन। However, if you borrow a large amount of money, for example, get a loan against your home to give to your children, then that can reduce the amount that you're entitled to under your pension. And in some cases, it can even mean that you're not entitled to a pension at all.
Legal aid संस्थाका अनुसार पारिवारिक सहयोग गर्ने क्रममा खासगरी प्रवासी समुदायका बीच आफ्नै सदस्यहरूसँग मात्रै सरसल्लाह गर्ने प्रचलन रहेको छ। तर सही अर्थमा यस किसिमको जटिल कार्य बढाउनु अघि व्यावसायिक रूपमा काम गर्नेहरूसँग कानुनी र आर्थिक सल्लाह लिन अपरिहार्य हुन जान्छ।
Many parents want to help out their children, particularly now that housing is so expensive in places like Sydney and Melbourne. And sometimes it can be really hard to say no to your children. But what we would say is that if you do all the right things at the beginning and you get advice, you check with Centrelink and you get the arrangements in writing, then you're protecting you and your children down the track. What you want to make sure is that if things don't go to plan, so for example, if someone gets sick or they can't work anymore, their business doesn't go well, that you have a plan in place for what will happen and that you protect you and your children in relation to the transaction.